Of the 23 recommendations made this week by the Allegheny County Government Review Commission, a third of them pertain to how the county council and the county executive are compensated and rules that govern their political options. 90.5 WESA's Mark Newtbar reports some of it gets to the core of why the new form of government was put in place 15 years ago.
When the Home Rule Charter Commission was formed in 1997, the members decided it was time to move away from having three full-time commissioners running the county, and instead it was time to have a single full-time executive and a 15-member county council. Charles Martoni was a member of the first council in 2000 and still holds a seat.
I think right now we have a citizens' council, and I don't want to make it like a career thing like the state legislature or Pittsburgh City Council. I think it works pretty well the way it is.
The idea of a citizens' council was exactly what the framers of the Home Rule Charter were hoping for when they set the compensation for council members as a per-meeting stipend not to exceed $9,000 and an additional $3,000 for reimbursable expenses. In the 15 years, those numbers have not changed. And although Martoni does not think that the rate needs to increase, the Review Commission feels otherwise, according to member Jim Nowak. Nowak says no one expects to work at the same job for 15 years and not get a raise. But he notes that it is politically very difficult for a lawmaker to vote for a pay raise.
It should be done on some kind of an automatic basis so that, you know, everybody knows what the formula is. And it's not something where it looks self-serving for adequately compensating elected officials.
The Review Commission has recommended that the Home Rule Charter be amended to combine the stipend and the reimbursable expenses into one salary, and then peg that salary to 10% of the county executive's pay, which takes us to the county executive's compensation. There have been three county executives in the last 15 years, Jim Roddy, Dan Honorato, and the incumbent Rich Fitzgerald, but the pay has remained the same, $90,000. Nowak says that also needs to be changed. The commission is recommending that the executive's pay be immediately increased to just a bit more than $117,000, which is the most that would be permitted under the Home Rule Charter's prohibition of increasing the executive's pay faster than the average union contract. For future raises, the commission recommends changing the county code to link the executive's salary to some sort of index.
We did a lot of research on this, and we found that in the state of Michigan, in Wayne County, the county executive salary is a percentage of the governor's salary. And when you think about the fact that county government, in many ways, is the administrative arm of the state for so many things, and so we thought that made a lot of sense.
If the council doesn't like that idea, the commission also suggests that the salary could increase at the same rate as the district attorney's pay, which is set by the courts. Or it could be linked to the Consumer Price Index, which is how the state legislature receives its pay raises. Through the years, sitting members of county council have had to resign their seat to pursue another elected office. For example, former councilman and now state senator Wayne Fontana. The Review Commission suggests eliminating the clause in the Home Rule Charter that prohibits council members from seeking another office.
If someone has to resign, county council is being denied an experienced person on the county council. It's merely because they made a choice to run for another public office. They may not get elected, and they're not going to be back on again. The people are denied their representative. For what? It doesn't make any sense.
The League of Women Voters of Greater Pittsburgh has been closely watching the inner workings of county government since before the Home Rule Charter was even a dream of reformers. President Annette Scheimer says she remembers the original debate over the prohibition.
When they were drafting the Home Rule Charter, the state legislators said, "Don't give us competition." So I would like to see them be able to run because that's how we get them, how we move people along. And I think that would be very valuable.
Longtime council member Charles Martoni disagrees, saying it should never be a stepping stone. But council president and the only other original council member still serving, John DeFazio, sees no reason to not let council members look elsewhere.
In my case, I never intended to run for anything else. But I think they should be like everyone else. Everybody else has a right to run. I think they should have the same opportunity.
Also in the vein of elections, the Review Commission has called for a change in the way county council districts are drawn. That responsibility now lies with the county council, but the charter does not specifically address how boundary lines are to be drawn after a census. The Review Commission is suggesting that the administrative code be changed to require the creation of, quote, an impartial reapportionment commission that would be appointed by the council. Nowak says the makeup of that commission is not spelled out in the recommendation, but the spirit of the suggestion is.
So, for instance, the city has about 4 county council members elected from the city or from a majority of the city, and it would be nice to have the city council, you know, participate in that process. The municipalities need to be put together in a logical way, and the League of Municipalities in Allegheny County should have a say in that process. The League of Women Voters was very active in terms of monitoring our meetings, and they could represent the citizens as a whole.
Nowak says the root of the suggestion is to make sure there is no gerrymandering of the districts. Not everything that was brought up to the Review Commission was adopted into the recommendations. Former County Executive Jim Roddy made the suggestion that the 2 at-large council members on the 15-member body be eliminated.
Well, the purpose of having at-large was to ensure that both parties would be represented on the council. That's turned out not to be necessary because several of the districts, probably 5 or 6 of them, trend to be Republican. And we've had as many as 7 Republicans on the council. So I think those seats could be eliminated. I think 15 is too large a body to begin with for that size government. So I think 13 would be perfect, and I don't think there's a need for the at-large anymore.
Commission member Jim Nowak says a subcommittee entertained the idea, but the full commission did not think there was enough to be gained from that change and did not include it in the final recommendations. The report was presented to the county executive Tuesday and will be officially presented to county council next week. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.